who?
Brad Voorhees.
Is he the,
he's the water cooler.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
It's the spy.
Oops.
No, you will alternate. It's the spy.
Quidditch.
Eating.
Carnival.
Of.
14.
Years.
Underwater.
And.
You can do the whole show this way.
Yeah, why not? Come on, keep it going, keep it going.
Oh, nah.
Starring.
That's gross.
Okay. So, it's 1:26 in the AM, episode 1052.
Sure. It's the 26th and the 1:26. That's magic.
Mm-hmm.
Does that still work?
We thought what we would do this week is, this week only, special promotion.
It's our plan the whole time.
What?
This was our plan the whole time.
Yes, but this is sweeps, no, what do you call it?
Sweeps week?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Cyclonus week.
Swipes like?
Come on. Cyclonus.
Huh? I'm down. I'm down.
Just go fuck yourself.
I'm saying I'm with you.
Okay, fine. Okay, but all this week, the episode number corresponds to the date that it is in June.
And so, we set that up way back.
Oh, yeah. I looked in the phone book to find out this information.
That is the one thing
I like about the phone book is that page of like all of the
you made up with the phone book.
Yeah, me and the phone book are all right. We're on good terms because they have that page of the like all the calendars. There's like the calendar
perpetual calendar
matrix
thing,
and also like metric conversions and what else is in that? Oh yeah, you know what also is good in that? It has the list of anniversary gifts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's the 5th anniversary. The traditional gift is paper, and the modern gift is a gold watch or something like that.
Bloody oath.
Yeah, I always like the old ones where it's like, happy 2nd anniversary, honey. Here's a chunk of wood.
Yeah, oak.
Yeah. Oh, good. I don't know, maybe you're supposed to make something out of that wood, or maybe when they mean wood, they mean...
You can finally consomme... Mm-hmm. Your bouillabaisse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, it's yeah. No, you're supposed to give a by paper they mean like here's a book. You know, and by wood it's like I made you a bureau.
Now, what would they mean if it said penis on there?
Whoa! There's a quickie.
I know.
Oh man,
that's not till the 3rd anniversary that you get a quickie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Phew.
Yes. So today was the day when I had a plumber come to my house because my kitchen faucet has been all leaking and shit. It started off as a leak, and then it turned into a, the hot water doesn't turn off.
Right.
So it's just kind of hot water pouring
out. Oh, you should maybe specify for our Australian audience.
Coriolis?
What? For the Australians listening, a plumber is in North America, a plumber is someone who specializes in like your pipes and stuff in your house, you know, like the sinks and the toilets and the
water
and
plumbing is what we call here. Yeah. What do they call that in Australia?
I don't know what they call it, but plumber means attractive brown haired female.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
well, so different. And
different.
Yep. So this has sort of been going on for about 5 days, for a week or something like that, and it's just been hot water pouring out, and it's pretty annoying. My place isn't that big, so I can totally hear that from my bed, water pouring. You know,
yeah.
It's no good. So, and I was away for the weekend, so I couldn't get anyone in here to fix it, and a guy, What?
No, did I must have.
What?
I'll stop.
What?
Did I ever relate the tale of art of the water, the hot water running in the bathroom at the old?
We'll get to that in just a sec.
I must have.
We'll get to that in just a sec.
Sure, yeah.
You can tell it again. I forget. And if I forget, that means everyone forgets.
Yeah, I guess.
If I don't remember something, it means no one knows it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the guy came today to fix it at 8 a.m., so I had to be up real early again to let him in and all that. He was a cool guy, and it was fun and everything. But the more that he, like, explored... The reason I didn't fix it myself was because that I couldn't find the shutoff valve, and then the house shutoff valve, or what was supposed to be the house shutoff valve, didn't work. And this place is an old shit house, so it's all stupid. And he was on the phone. He couldn't figure it out. He was on the phone with some other people trying to figure it out. He's like, oh, this place is so fucked. And yeah, that's always a good sign. He's like, this is going to be an all-day job. And I'm like, fuck.
Great.
But it turned out he was able to figure it out and just rip the whole fixture out and replace it. And he was, and also, it's an old, shitty fixture that no one uses apparently anymore. And it was limited to what he could actually put in there without doing too much work. So, but he was able to find the same kind, which apparently is like made in Taiwan and impossible to get and stuff, but maybe he was just saying that to sound cool. I don't know. Anyway, right. He was in and out of here in about 2 hours instead of all day, so that was good. And but the bad news was, while he was doing this, the water was shut off, and so I couldn't make coffee, and I couldn't take a dump, and I couldn't clean myself in any way.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Were you able to play Kid Icarus?
That's the one thing I was able to do. I decided that if there's three things that I'm all about, it's coffee, pooping, and one other thing.
Kid Icarus.
Probably. Nintendo in general, probably.
Rygar.
Rutiger?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rygar. Yeah, Rygar's pretty good. Yeah. They're making a new Rygar game.
I certainly enjoyed the few moments I played of the recent-ish Rygar game at Ben's house a couple years ago.
Oh, they made a newer one?
Well, the one where, yes.
An older, newer one.
Swinging around the thing. Yeah.
For what system? PlayStation 1?
Oh, boy.
Commodore 64?
I want to say PlayStation 2.
Neo Geo?
But it might be Xbox. It could... I'm not...
They're making one for Wii, apparently.
Oh, good.
So, you can just imagine
splendid.
That.
Splendid. Yeah, you know, a long-time listener, first-time caller, Sarah Bauer... just asked me if I'd be interested in purchasing John Campbell, Famous Person's DS. And I was thinking, if I do that, I definitely want him to sign it.
Nice.
I'd draw the little stick man's there. On
yeah,
the, on
but
the
not in the part
flap.
Where it's going to get rubbed off.
No.
Also, I heard that he was trying to sell his Wii.
Ooh.
You may wish to inquire about that.
I'm sure he's got a local buyer for his Wii. I can't even understand why anyone would even buy it.
Depart with one of those?
Yeah.
Anyone who's like, this is shitty, I'm getting rid of it. You will be sorry. It doesn't, yeah, and also it doesn't take up very much space, and you still, I think, to this day, it's really difficult to get them, which is kind of
sad.
Apparently they're supposed to, like, be opening the Disney vault so that everyone can have one, but who knows? I wouldn't. Anyone who doesn't have a Wii, who's really chomping at the bit, I would say, like, yeah, you can definitely wait because there's only a couple good games, but it'll be worth it. Don't jump the boat, you know.
Yeah, I think all that scarcity of the system stuff is just a big pork pie to justify the price. It's not,
oh, definitely.
You know, yeah. I mean, I'll see what kind of deal I can nut out with the DS though. That'd be cool.
Yeah, you should definitely do that.
Yep.
He has one of those old school gray ones.
Oh, really?
I think so.
That'd be nice.
He has like the original one, I think.
I have the original one as well.
But yours is a colored, isn't it?
No.
Didn't you get a blue one or something?
No, got gray.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Didn't you want a blue one and then your parents didn't get you what you wanted and then you threw a fit?
No. No. There was a while when I was really jonesing for one, I really wanted to get the Mario Kart bundle with the red one.
Mm. That's the one I originally got. Yeah. But then I got a black DS Lite, which I like a lot. And then I got the kit to legally allow me to buy downloaded games on the internet.
That's very convoluted.
Speaking
of, I know we're not a news show, and I'm hesitant to even mention this on a non-news show, but
in the future,
everyone on the internet has heard about it at this point.
Chocolate money.
Well,
you know what I think it is about that chocolate money? You know, we were looking for that news story, and you didn't find it?
Yeah.
I think what it was is you were looking, what it was is you were reading it wrong, and it's really Chocolate Buddy.
Right. No, I heard that shit on the radio. So right.
Did the guy have a cold?
Maybe. But the severe. I mean, like, I don't know. I think I just I just think in a situation like this, you know, I know we're an entertainment program, but I think we have to be respectful.
We're barely any kind of program.
But
I think people have been entertained by us in the past, so we'll go with that.
Yeah, but I'm sorry to bring the mood down. But
oh, shit. Oh, yes.
You know,
Benoit.
Demonoid.
Is it gone for good?
No, their server just crashed. It's going to take a while to upload everything again. So it's a national tragedy. It's an international incident. It's
but my share ratio is still intact, right?
That's the hope. You know, I mean, we do what we can do. You know, but it's that would be.
You would be worse off than I would. I think I'm at like 1.7 or something. You're at like 8 times or something.
No, wasn't that much. It was only triple or so. But like a billion gigawatts.
Yeah, I appreciate the Demonoid because, you know, because they have the share ratio thing, which is good because it encourages people to share. But they also have enough damn users that you can actually upload stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Because some of these other sites, man, I registered on a couple other sites that are really great for downloading, but they only have like 10 users, so it's impossible to build ratio.
You just get screwed and
can't
screwed.
Do it. And then they're like, "Oh, you're banned." I'm like, "Well, what did you want me to do? You know, I'm trying my best here." Sometimes they say, you know, you concede for 72 hours in lieu of 100%. I'm like, 72 hours? Fuck off.
That's like a week and a half.
Yeah, and in internet time, the amount of time that took you to download it and watch the show and then how much you have to give back is not worth it. You know, it's not worth that much time.
No, you might as well just wait for the DVD. Might as well sit through the damn commercials.
Yeah.
Might as well just miss it.
I got the Tim and Eric DVD in the mail a little while ago.
Really?
That
sounds like a legitimate purchase, Brian.
It was. Except that I bought it with PayPal monies, which isn't really real money, is it?
Oh, no, I guess not.
PayPal freaks me out that way. Because it's all like, when you think, okay, well, eventually, I mean, at some point, somebody had to put real money into the system. But it's like, you know, it's like fake money going around. I guess it's the same with credit cards and bank cards and stuff, but...
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's what they used to say about money, you know?
I guess so. It's an abstract concept.
This is goods and services represented by a piece of paper. This cannot be.
Yeah, it's true.
How is this goods and services?
Yeah.
And so forth.
It is a bit silly. Yeah. I wish that everything would just go back to cash.
Oof. I don't know.
We should go back to coins. Everything should just be coins that you wear in a necklace.
Okay.
You know what I think? This is what I think stores should do. I was telling Sarah about this before.
This better be real.
It's sort of real. No, I was looking around at all my shit in here, and I was thinking, man, I should get rid of some of this shit. And then I was thinking, I wish stores were like stores in video games, like in RPGs, where you just come with a bunch of shit, and they're like, oh, right, I'll give you $5 for that, I'll give you 50 cents for that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Doesn't matter what it is. You're just like, okay, just take it off my hands, give me whatever you feel. And they're like, well, I'm only going to give you half value. This thing's brand new, I know. It's like, but I'm only going to be half value. Like, all right, fine.
It's fine.
Take it.
Just dump it all off.
Yeah, and then, because, you know, you can obviously, you can ditch stuff. You can throw it away, or you can give it to Goodwill or what have you. But, you know, to get like a little bit of value back. Or even trade in or something like
that. Dude, I completely agree. My floor is covered in cherries. I got all these little bugs in jars. Mm-hmm. I got piles of fish that I caught.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, do I really want to buy another dresser to, like, store
put all your
all
fruit in?
Bugs and fruit in?
Yeah, I know.
No, I'd really just sell it.
Yeah, that's right.
Honestly, what I should do is just go and chop down all the trees so I don't have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah. I'll come over and chop down all your trees for you.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. And then we can have a race to see who can catch the most amount of herpes.
Whoa. Now that is...
I know you got a head start, but...
Whoa. So on.
Do you get cold sores?
Dude, are you stonkered right now? What the hell?
What?
You been boozing it up?
No.
What?
I'm delirious with joy.
Yeah.
Because this is the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
This is Spy vs. Spy podcast, Tuesday, 6/26/2007, 1:07 p.m.
So what was your story about the hot water?
Oh, just that I had the little drip of the hot water. Mm-hmm. Just a little drip in my tub.
Out your dink?
Yep.
Oh, wait, I think you did tell this story.
Yep.
But like a year ago.
Yeah.
But so tell it again quickly.
Oh, well, just like it was dripping and I didn't want my landlord to come over. And so we just kind of let it drip. And then the dripping got so loud that I hung a t-shirt over it and it bleached a black t-shirt and the faucet got all brittle and shattered and the whole hallway fogged up and the walls molded. So I
moved.
Hung wrapping paper over it.
Wrapping paper?
Over the mold. I was like, oh, this is horrible. I'm just going to go ahead and text this shit up.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I mean, that's the thing is that, like, part of it's you don't want the hassle of calling the landlord and having someone come over and do it, and you have to be home or you have to not be home or whatever the deal is. It's so much hassle. I mean, the landlord's going to pay for it.
Check out this dude's freaky name, too. My landlord, his name. Oh, my God. You're not even going to believe this. His name was Koso.
Yeah.
Right? That was his first name. Check out his last name. I don't even know what this is. Where Nakagawa? I was like, what the hell is that? What is that even? Where are you from? You know?
Yeah.
Nakagawa. I was like, ah.
That was your long descent into hating the Japanese people.
Oh. You think he was Japanese?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Oh, goodness. I'm surprised it took us this long.
To do what? Devolve into sounds?
Just bleeding? Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, so what else you got?
Oh, shit, man. I don't know. Fuck.
What? You got 7 comics done.
I got a bunch of comics done. Everyone thinks I'm a slacker, but it's not true.
No. Nobody thinks you're a slacker.
Everyone thinks I'm a slacker. No, wait. Everyone thinks I'm an asshole.
Everyone thinks you are a freckle.
I asked Ive about that list.
Yeah?
And he was like... No, he was saying that a lot of those are true, but only, like, in the outback. You know, it's like, those are things that people might say, but... Like, they're fairly legit. They're not made up or whatever, but
right.
They're not that common or anything.
Pretty much.
We're talking about this list of Australian slang.
Only, like, clean skins and bodlers would say them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And avos.
Whoa.
What?
Dude, we're not that kind of show.
Avocados?
I don't... Yeah.
Avocados.
What?
Avocados.
Avocados. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, maybe we'll have Ivan to teach us some slang.
That'd be cool. Then we could teach him some slang, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like wink, wink.
Yeah.
Get some fake slang, you know?
Some wang slang.
Whoa.
Sling some wing.
Yep. Did you hear about the Grudge thing?
No, I did not.
Back when Grudge was new.
Like Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Stone Temple Pilots?
Yep. And one of them magazines, Newsweek or Word Day or one of those things called...
Time Crisis, I think it might have been.
Yep. Called, I don't know, some dude at the Sub Pop label.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In the thing. And just right off the top of his head.
Sub Pop would be another fine... we should ask them to join our pop consortium.
Yeah.
They could be on board with us as the third, maybe.
Yep.
Yep.
But he made up a bunch of slang off the top of his head, and
said that
it was like the classic. You know, that's the grunge.
Here's what all the kids are saying these days.
Yep.
Right, about the grunge scene, and it was all fake.
New York Times. It was New York Times. That's right. Mm-hmm. New York Times.
Home of the New York Times crossword puzzle.
Yep.
I got that for DS.
Have
you seen that game? Tom's Air are all about that. It's a New York Times crossword puzzle game.
I've been playing the shit out of that, dude. I played two games when I got home from work last night. Fucking
sweet.
5:30 in the morning. I'm like, I gotta play some crossword puzzles.
It's optimum crossword time at 5 in the morning.
Oh, totally. Well, it's like I got just a little bit of knowledge left in my brain, so I'm just going to go ahead and squeeze it out on this crossword puzzle.
I like it when you complete a puzzle without any hints, and you're like, oh, fucking great job. Did a good job. And it's like, oh, you get a D because you took half an hour to do it. You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. I got an A-plus the other night on a Monday puzzle.
So did I.
Just on the Mondays. I tried doing puzzle week, and I'm doing on a Saturday puzzle right now, and I can't get a single thing.
Oh,
I can't do nothing.
Dude.
It was so hard.
I know. And then you get those ones that are like, you're trying to figure out some of the clues, and one of them's like, oh, see 19 across. You get 19 across, just like 26 down.
26 yeah, down. I know.
In reference to 30 across. I'm like, fuck.
Yep.
Where do I... And you're like, and sometimes they don't make a lot of sense either.
Oh, I do like it when it's if the hint ends in a question mark, so you know it's like going to be like a joke or a pun or something like that. That's the one.
Right.
That's pretty cool. I don't know. It's honestly, I think that Mondays and Tuesdays are fairly score, but pretty much Thursday through the end of the week is totally harsh realm, and it makes me feel like a lame stain. So, harsh realm. I found the grunge words.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Do you think there was a band called Harsh Realm?
There was a comic book called Harsh Realm. I didn't know there was a band. Yeah.
Did you know? Apparently, have you heard that comic books are fucking stupid?
Whoa. Dude, Harsh Realm.
Yeah.
Yep. Lame stain.
That reminds me of the Lame List on Almost Live. Did you watch Almost Live?
No.
You probably didn't because
that's a program
was,
I clearly didn't have. That sounds so Canadian.
It's from Seattle, actually.
Oh.
It's the like Seattle like SNL sort of deal. Oh, obviously like way, way worse. It's like a sketch comedy show from Seattle.
Seattle?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bill Nye the Science Guy appeared on it occasionally.
Oh?
Yeah, but because it was Seattle back in the day, they had... What do you call him? Guitarist guy from Soundgarden?
The guitarist guy?
Kim? What's
Kim,
his name?
Kim Thayil?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
They had him on as this. There was a skit. It was called The Lame List, and they would just say stuff that was lame, and there was a bunch of, like, grungy dudes saying that shit was lame. And it wasn't very good, but he was on it.
Well,
that
all right.
That was kind of a bit exciting.
Well, to tie that into present day, okay... To blast that into the now, you know?
Yeah.
Science guy Bill, three letters. That was one of my clues last night.
Bill, New York, New Year's Eve.
How I rocked that A+, man.
New York Empire is what it stands for.
Whoa. Wowzy. How do you do it? Do you write in? You write in the letters?
Oh, I write it. Yeah. Fuck that typewriter shit.
No, I do the keyboard, man, because I can't do a G.
I didn't. You can't?
It takes me 15 minutes to write a G.
Do it like a 6.
I know.
Well,
15 minutes.
Dude, I didn't buy a DS so I can use a type keyboard machine.
I have to do it that way.
You suck.
How do you navigate around betwixt the clues? How do you do that, man?
Just dragging around.
Really?
Yeah. And then use a D-pad to go up and down.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
No way.
Yeah, I use just the L and R buttons. Basically, I use the L button.
That's stupid.
I keep scrolling through the L button, and then as I fill in stuff, you know.
I bet you wish keyboards. I bet you wish your computer looked just like an elevator, and there were like two buttons up and down.
Dude, I wish I could run my entire life with a trackball. Then I would never have to wash my potato chip hand.
But also, what do you think about... I've never used one myself, but BlackBerry, you know how they have, like, a little tiny keyboard, and then they have that little scroll wheel on the side to, like, scroll through shit?
Yeah.
That seems like a pretty good interface.
Fairly handy, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
maybe
everything should do that.
Everything?
Everything should just go to iPod
fascism,
click wheel.
Dude.
iPod click wheel for typing.
They're going to phase that thing out? That was, like, the greatest invention ever, and then they're going to phase it out for, what, touchscreens? Whack.
Yeah. Click wheel's pretty good. But it's not, I don't know, it's not that great.
I think probably like a multi-touch ferrofluid is probably the wave of the future.
Really?
Yep. Something that can just reach out and spike you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know, the ferrofluid stuff, you know?
Does it make me into Carnage?
Kind of, yeah. Have you seen any of that stuff on the... You look it up on the tube there? Or the...
No.
Oh, man, it's like magnetic glop. It's like super fine magnetic particles in a suspension. And then, like, if you charge that glop with the magnet type thing, it makes all these, like, awesome symmetrical spiky shapes and shit. Like, it's pretty wild, man. You look up ferrofluid on the YouTube and it's,
what,
man,
do you
it's
need it crazy for?
You don't need it for anything. It doesn't do a damn thing. It's just like, look what I can do.
So do you think in the future there'll be a time when you walk into your house and you have no furniture, it's just like puddle on the floor?
Yep, it just glops right up your ass.
You hit a button and it's like, oh, here's a chair for you, and it just forms out of nothing?
Yep.
That's what's gonna happen?
Yes, I guarantee.
And then TV...
Monday.
Oh. Okay.
Yep, it'll be mandatory.
Maybe they could make clothes out of it. You could just wear, like, it'll be like, you know how superheroes sometimes all of a sudden get their costume?
Yeah.
It'll be like, you just have a little vial or a little nugget or something, and then it, like, just forms around. You're like, oh, it's cold, I need to park. I just go, doot, and it makes a bigger thing for you.
You know, my favorite was of all... You already know.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite of all the superhero costume japery, like...
Speedball?
What? No.
Oh. Flash?
Yeah. That's swell. I like that. I used to pee my pants a lot as a teenager, so I always...
For those who don't know about Flash, tell them.
Well, he carried his whole suit in a ring.
How did that work?
It was very thin.
It was paint.
Well, yeah, I mean, he would get hot, all that running, and it gets very warm, so he needed something breathable and thin and wispy. So, yeah.
Did he have Superman invented for him?
It was probably something like that. Green Lantern, make a ring to shove this down in there, and Mighty Seamstress, that was back when the Mighty Seamstress was running around with the JLA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, babe, what's up? You don't know? Okay, well, when you think of it, call me again. Okay.
Mighty Seamstress.
Yay. I like Silver Age Mighty Seamstress the best.
Yes.
She was hot stuff.
With the corset and the tiara.
Yep. Giant needle.
Yeah. Yep. Speaking of giant needle, I gotta sew these pants up, man.
Why?
I got one pair of pants.
You blew the crotch out again?
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, like, most pants. I got a little...
You blew the crotch out and your underwear dissolved, and then you were like, ah.
Dude, there was this one time. I was wearing some pants with some blown-out crotch there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in...
No. Do it like Mitch Hedberg.
I don't know how not to.
You were
to.
Doing Norm McDonald.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Well, I went,
hey, don't, baby, don't play with the thermostat. It's not, don't.
And it's
gonna get
crotch.
1,000 degrees in here. Yeah, but I was wearing some blown out crotch. See, because they were bell bottoms, man. And I was like, crotch or no crotch, I'm wearing these pants. These are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But then.
Let's have a segment called Crotch or No Crotch. Maybe we can give away prizes.
Crotch or No Crotch?
Yeah.
Okay. What? What happened to what?
What happened to the talking show? Why is it all shitty?
Yeah.
Who put shit all over it?
Yep. Yeah, so I was in my math class. I had this math teacher. I just could not stand him. Couldn't stand him. Could not stand him. Disliked him. Found him distasteful. Did not enjoy his presence. And it was...
Did not care for him.
It was a day that I was actually, you know...
In class?
No, between underwear.
How does that work?
Well, I don't know. It just did. I think that might have been
the underwear split down the middle.
That might have been the time
you creamed it in twain
when my mom was like, "You should start doing your own laundry," and I said I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as she knew, you were.
That's right.
I'll show her.
But as far as I knew, I was just rotating out my three favorite T-shirts on the radiator and. Just pretty much going without underwear and wearing.
Yeah, that's a good replacement for cleaning stuff. Is just making it warm and moist.
It would kill the bacteria. It's a hot. Radiators are hot.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a, no, it wasn't a bacterial breeding ground. It was a murder chamber.
You were like, man, this room smells like shit. I better make it smell like B.O.
Yeah, totally. I was so gross. But, so yeah, I was betwixt underwear and I had, well, I mean, I was a different kind of gross. I don't know.
That was before you had a wife.
Yeah.
To shame you into actually.
I don't know.
If you didn't have a wife, you'd be like, I'll just make cutoffs out of these, I guess.
God.
Wear a codpiece. Buy a jockstrap.
I'll just throw another fucking layer on full of holes and hope that the holes don't line up.
I'll wear another pair sideways.
Yeah, totally.
Make a skirt.
Yeah. No, I would be just a shambling heap of rags and fucking cheeseburger wrappers if it wasn't for Heather. But, yeah, so I was sitting in the front, and I got with a bad slouch, and it was the front, and also, and so I just pretty much, the whole class, I had my nuts totally hanging out, like, straining through the hole in the crotch of my pinky. You know how, like, there's that seam in the middle that, like, doesn't really disappear, but there's, like, the spots on either side of the seam that kind of...
Sure.
So I had two distinct bright red... You know, from the hot sweat and walking around with no underwear and these filthy ass jeans, you know, my balls were bright red, man. So it was just like total baboon nuts just sticking out at this dude, like, through this whole class, you know, in the front seat, too. So I'm just like slouching it up and they're just like throbbing from, you know, getting, you know, squoze through the. Yeah, it was pretty good. I forget what the moral of that story was. What the hell? Oh, yeah, I got to sew up these pants. That's, whoa.
No, the moral of the story is don't be a teacher that Phil doesn't like. Otherwise, you will have to see his nuts.
That's right. Just don't try That's to teach good. Me anything.
I can extrapolate the moral from anything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What about Harsh Realm?
It's not... No.
It's no moral there?
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
The moral of that story is...
With New York Times thing. Calls, make some shit up.
That's right.
I bet they were pissed. They were like, fuck.
Don't say, I don't have anything for you.
Yeah. Make some shit up.
Say, yes, I have something for you. I'll be right with you in 1 hour.
I wonder if there's any crossword puzzles with any of these grunge speak words in there.
I hope so.
I bet that crossword puzzle writing dude is pissed. Hey, this ain't real words.
Damn it. My pool just got smaller.
My Eric pool? Vomit.
I met that guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
He didn't seem very interested in anything.
He likes...
He came by and was like, is this a football game over here? No, it isn't. Okay, see
you later. Yeah, right. He likes the Steelers. I know that.
He sure does. And the Penguins. Yep. Penguins.
The last comic I saw of his is when he was tracing those football cards, but that was... It was like two grinds ago or something. Oh, That was back when the Geyer was widening.
Yes, MacGyver.
The widening gyro. That's the comic I want to eat. Tom, get on it. Tom McHenry Studios.
Tom McHenry Studios. Tom McHenry.
Yep. Tom Beckhedberg. I was talking to you know Sarah.
Which one?
Tom McHenry knows her? Like the back of his hand? No?
The ring of bells? Okay, I'm having a hard time picturing her. How would you describe her?
Oh, boy.
Okay, yeah, I know the one.
yeah. That's what. Yeah, so I was talking to her about zits today, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't she have a zit story that she wanted to tell us one day?
Yeah, I don't think she wants that.
Should we call her up?
I don't think we should do that. I don't think she wants to tell the zits or anything. But she does enjoy popping a zit, as do I. If there's any...
What's with that?
Oh,
I thought that was only something that moms were into.
No, anytime...
Sarah gets a pass because she might be a mom one day, but you...
Right. Anytime my skin does something I don't like, I destroy it. I'm like, well, you're scar tissue now, you know? Mm. And I guess she's the
I bet,
same way.
Yeah, so if you get a mosquito bite, you scratch the hell out of it, don't you?
But totally. Down to the blood.
Well, the thing is about it, I guess that...
I scratch it all the way off.
If you keep scratching it, eventually it'll just hurt and won't itch anymore.
Right.
So it's like, if you decide you'd rather have something that's annoying and hurtful
yes.
than itchy, then that's a good risk to take, I guess.
If but I would rather...
I have excellent self-control, and I don't scratch mosquito bites, and they go away in like 10 minutes. And if you don't scratch them, they don't itch after like 10 minutes.
I would rather have a bloody hole in my arm than an itchy spot.
For 10 minutes.
And if I get a little bit of like syrup in my arm hair, mm-hmm. I just go ahead and tap it with the soldering iron, because I would much rather have a big, nasty burn than any kind of sticky on me. So.
But I bet that smells good.
Oh, I bet that does smell good.
Bad. You bet. You just said you did do it.
Well, I bet it smells good. I can't smell anything, dude.
Ever since you quit smoking?
Right. How's that going?
How is that going?
Yeah, back to the Sarah thing.
Smoking update.
No, smoking update.
Dan Hanrahan update?
Dan Hanrahan update. Oh, but yeah, but it turns out that one of Sarah's long-standing fantasies is that she has long French tip nails, you know?
Gross.
Yeah, but she...
Okay, continue.
And that Tom's stubble is actually made of blackheads.
So it's like bubble wrap for her.
Yeah, she just drags her nails over his face and just like... You know?
That's the grossest thing I could imagine.
And there's just like this pile of... It almost looks like manicotti, like on the ground in front of him, where she's just like scraped all of this... These big ropey tubes of pus.
But what do you do with it after? There must be some sort of craft you can do.
Boy, I don't know. What can you do with pus? It's gotta be a fluid of a use.
Maybe you could do like oil painting with it.
You see the Simpsons where he gets the gummy DeMilo and he's at the candy convention and there's the wax lip booth guy and it says candy of 1,000 uses. Well, you can wear it on the front of your face as a comical replacement for your actual lips. Okay, and what else? I have to go into the basement. Let's watch that one.
Remember when The Simpsons used to be a show that was good
no
to watch.
Kidding, man. That show used to be a program, and then it was.
But you're gonna watch the movie, right?
Oh yeah, certainly. You know, I've been saving the jokes for the past 5 seasons. I'm sure.
That's kind of what I've been thinking about that, actually.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's a good one. No. Save that for the movie.
Like the itchy and scratchy movie.
Yeah, but then we got now the movie's like 35 hours long. I'm like shit. But yeah. I'm super stoked for that. I've been looking forward to that movie for
Did Conan O'Brien work on it?
I don't know. I hope so.
Did Dana Gould work on it?
I don't know. I kind of hope so.
That's all I care about. Never mind.
What? You don't care about James L. Brooks?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Everything that guy touches turns to gold.
Oh, yeah. Solid platinum. But yeah, Dan Hanrahan. Update. Mm-hmm. Dan Hanrahan.
Hadrahad.
Yeah. Apparently he's going to send me that song.
Dan Hydrahead.
We emailed back and forth. The front of the MySpace. The MySpace, don't you know? It's the MySpace, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. You know what I hate about that site?
What's that? Everything? The look?
Well,
the
there's
vibe?
A lot to hate about it.
All the junk?
Yeah.
All your stupid friends?
There's an awful lot.
Bullet
the worst
in his face?
Part about it? No, here's the worst part. Yeah. Here's the worst part is the name of the site, because people talk about their MySpace page.
My MySpace?
Yeah, and then they say my MySpace.
Yeah.
It's stupid. That shit's fucked.
I checked my MySpace at the ATM machine.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. We agree to disagree.
Okay.
Oh, wait. And no,
maybe,
I'm with
maybe
you.
Maybe I'll text you about it.
Ooh.
Text is not a verb.
You don't like that? It's the future, Brian.
I've given up on that one, though, because there's no fighting it.
But huh.
My MySpace. But if you say, like, oh, I have it up on MySpace, you know.
Right.
It sounds kind of wrong.
Yeah. I wonder if that's how you pronounce it. We should have Tom on the show.
Why?
To ask him about MySpace. MySpace.
Why?
Not Tom McHenry. Tom.
Why?
Tom. Our friend Tom. Are you still friends with Tom?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You kept him?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
I added him to my Facebook, too.
Whoa! Nice.
Yeah, I should make an account for him if there's not anyone.
Oh, I'm sure that's probably half. Yeah, everyone's got it.
So Hanrahan, you talked to him and he was like, "Hey, have a take."
Yeah, Fak and Barth. And no, he sent me a song that he did not work on by somebody else. He sent me an MP3 of not the song I asked for, by someone else, recorded by a third person, and I'm grateful, but it's
not any good.
I didn't even listen to it. I'm like, I'm waiting for that song, man. I'm not running it.
Oh, in the meantime, listen to this other song.
Right, like. That's what all. Like, yeah, I'm just thinking maybe he can't. It's not readily available to him, but
maybe the ID3 tag is wrong.
It was cool. I guess he wrote it. He wrote it after he checked out a book about aliens. And there's three big waves of aliens.
Oh wait, so it's a song that he wrote, but someone else recorded.
No. I mean, the song that I like is the. I mean, he told me some backstory on the song that I want.
Oh, nice.
Gave me some teaser backstory, and
so
it's coming. He said he'd maybe send it today. Maybe he'll send it today.
Now what's gonna happen if you listen to it and you hate it?
Oh, that's not gonna happen. I can totally hear it in my brain. I hear it when
how
I poop.
How long has it been? How long has it been
since I heard it? Probably 6 or 7 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
But that's kind of good though. I like that when you revisit old stuff like that, mm-hmm. and you're like, here's a song I used to be really into, and even if you don't really like it, there's something about it that triggers in your brain and it takes you back, or it makes you think of something that you used to like.
I think that tunes hold up better than cartoons, man.
Oh, for sure.
Should.
Yeah. But cartoons do hold up by PETAs. As in any rational.
That was a close call. How long was that? How long was that show?
Star Wars is fucking stupid.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's not bad.
It's okay,
it's pretty dark. It's pretty dark.